It is Tuesday, April 16th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
This is Ozarks at Large. With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So you missed Bam Margera last night.
I did.
But I have another opportunity for you.
Awesome.
Yeah. We love opportunities.
Weird Al.
Weird Al Yankovic?
Is on tour.
Huh.
Does he have a new album?
He has the recently released Weird Al, the Apocalypse Tour.
Okay.
It's a special through Comedy Central, not an album. And he is passing through the area doing whatever you call Weird Al's music. Parody?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that's
most accurate.
Yeah.
So he will be at the Family Arena outside of St. Louis on Friday, at the Gilios Theater in Springfield, Missouri on Saturday, and April 22nd at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City, Missouri. And you can find all those tickets on Ticketmaster.com. Now, from that to something completely different. For tomorrow, it is the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks Market from 4 to 7 o'clock. And the Mystery Book Club meets at the Bella Vista Library at 6 o'clock to talk about the books of Radiant Trees Nearing.
An Ozark herself.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
150 years ago, the Civil War near Vicksburg, Mississippi turned violent on this date. Part of the Union forces' naval fleet, under the direction of Admiral David Dixon Porter, tried to get past Confederate forces. Despite a volley of ammunition fired at the Union ships, most of the fleet made it past Confederate forces to rendezvous with Union General Ulysses S. Grant in Louisiana. About a month later, General Grant would be in Mississippi as the siege of Vicksburg would begin. While the seeds of that battle were being sown 150 years ago this week, forces from Union and Confederate armies were preparing to engage in a battle over control of Fayetteville, Arkansas. This week, the Washington County Historical Society will mark the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Fayetteville, and we'll learn more in just a moment on Ozarks at Large.